Welcome, everybody, to the 2011 NFB of Illinois Banquet. And for you that haven't run into me before, I'm Bob Gardner. I'm president of the Blackhawk chapter, the local chapter. Welcome to the Quad Cities. And right off the bat here, I want to introduce someone very special. He's my senator from the 36th District of Illinois, their state senator, Senator Mike Jacobs. He was here 4 years ago and spoke, and I was telling him before, I still remember him. I don't remember everything he said, but I remember the essence of his speech, and I don't remember the essence of many speeches, so it really had an impact on me. So without further ado, here's my senator, State Senator Mike Jacobs.
Thanks for having me. Well, in case anyone doesn't know, I'm rather shy. I'm not known for speaking my mind. So I'll try to give you a little bit of both this evening, okay? Let me get myself prepared here. It takes me a minute or two.
Be careful. My sound guy will find something funny.
Yeah. First, I just want to thank you all for being here tonight. I'm very pleased to have you folks in Rock Island. This is a great city, and I hope that we've treated you well. Back in 2006, I first sponsored Senate Bill 2330, which ensured blind vendors are given priority in obtaining locations on state property. Yeah. This landmark legislation made vending facilities available to the visually impaired throughout the state. Before this time, existing laws didn't go quite far enough, and lawmakers, including Congress, although they had laid out the Randolph-Shepard Act as something for us to follow, they didn't quite do it. So we set about making sure that blind folks had the same opportunities as those with sight. However, this new law goes a little bit farther than just establishing priorities for blind vendors. The law provides better funding for the Business Enterprise Program for the blind by providing income from vending machines on state property, thus enabling the program to support training, equipping, and modernizing vending facilities, as well as establishing new vending facilities. Since that turning point, I have continued to work with the National Association of Blind through the Illinois chapter to ensure that we continue to pass laws and fund programs that are necessary for your members. It was a very difficult fight. A lot of people had a lot of interest, and a lot of them weren't your interest. Most of their interest was centered around their own personal greed and their desire to control vending locations that had been wrongfully stolen from the blind vendors in Illinois. I didn't come to the blind vending issue easily. My grandfather, Oral Jake Jacobs, worked with John Gordon when John must have been 5 years old. And he passed some very important legislation. And then John worked with my father, Senator Denny Jacobs, and he worked on important blind legislation. And somehow, when I ended up in the Illinois Senate, by the grace of God and a little bit of luck, I too got to handle this important piece of legislation. I refuse to stand back and let people treat you in a way that suggests that you're missing something. I got to tell you, I have my complete sight, but some of the times the things I see in Illinois are disturbing. I see too many children without parental supervision. I see too many politicians dealing from the bottom of the deck and helping themselves when they should be helping people who have need. And I also see things that other people don't get to see. I see the very best in my community and the very best in Illinois, and sometimes I see the worst. In October last year, the 21st Century Communication and Video Accessibility Act was signed into law. The act covers how technology can help with things like captions on the internet videos, internet phone services, and it works with hearing aids, and the television menus that can be seen by people with vision loss, and even touch screens that the blind can use. With these new technologies emerging every day, gadgets such as the iPhone are being designed so they can be used by those who are blind. Just because someone is blind doesn't mean they should be left out of the technological revolution that's happening in this country. The Apple Corporation and Steve Jobs, God rest his soul, has developed a system by which blind people can move their fingers across a screen and hear the names of the icons when they are touched. These users can lift their finger and quickly select the icon. Other areas where we will continue to help those with sight deficiencies include the new federal law, which will make hybrid cars audible. Called the Pedestrian Safety Enhancement Act, this protects blind and other pedestrians from injuries that may result from silent vehicle technology. Blind pedestrians listen to traffic to pick up cues that allow them to travel safely and independently. And after all, isn't that what we're all here to do? This new law will force manufacturers to add acceptable synthetic sound whenever a vehicle is in motion. Just last month, the Federal Communication Commission reinstated video description for television programs. These narrated descriptions of a program's key visual elements were a huge victory for the accessibility, and by reinstating this law, television will again be accessible to millions of more people. Because of this, the blind community, not only in Illinois, but nationally, will now be able to enjoy the cultural information and entertainment and video content that has been offered, allowing more equality. Earlier laws dealing with people with disabilities mandated physical improvements, like ramps in buildings. But today, individuals with disabilities need online ramps to internet, television, and touchscreens. I will continue to work in Springfield to ensure that we create a world where people who are blind share opportunities to lead satisfying and independent lives, equal to those of us who are not blind. You know, people sometimes think that we're helpless because maybe we have something that someone else doesn't have. They tend to think as blind people are beggars with tin cups, that somehow the blind have some kind of special sixth sense that no one else has. And that you need charity. But I've learned that proper training, opportunity, and self-acceptance, that blindness is only a mere inconvenience. We have many challenges that face us, and many more to overcome. Our environment. Self-navigating. I got to tell you, I just love to come to this facility, or any facility where the blind are, and watch them move through a room. You learn something about life watching someone who can't see navigate. And I realize that any time you're outside of your well-known environment that it's difficult for you to do, but it's important that you do it. Socially, I realize that many ways blind people cannot participate in the economic engine that is America. We have to make sure that people's self-esteem is high enough that you take the risk to try. The worst thing that can happen to a person is you can fail, And when you fail, you are charged with one thing. That's to get up, dust yourself off, and move forward. I'm here to help blind people help themselves.
Yeah.
We have to ensure that blind advocacy groups such as this continue to be funded, continue to provide support, and help you lead full and independent lives. Self-aware, you are not inferior because you are blind. You know, there's 1.3 million Americans who are blind. That's quite a few. And it provides a heck of a voting block if you work together. And voting is power in this country. So I want to make sure everyone is registered and everyone exercises their constitutional responsibility on Election Day to vote. We've had some great blind leaders in this country. Helen Keller, great author, activist, first blind person to graduate from college. Stevie Wonder, one heck of an American songwriter, singer, producer, and a civil rights leader as well. Claude Monet, I just came back from Chicago last weekend where I viewed Water Lily. Well, Monet painted that blind. It's amazing. I stood in front of it and wondered how anyone could have that kind of ability. Franklin Delano Roosevelt had a lot of disabilities, but among them was he lost his sight. He was severely disabled. Thomas Gore, a Democrat politician who blinded himself as a child on accident, rose to become a United States Senator from Oklahoma. Harriet Tubman, a slave who was a key figure in the Underground Railroad movement, had her head bashed in and became blind, but she continued to help people move across the Great Railroad. Marla Runyon, marathon runner, the first blind person to compete in the Olympics. To me, that's amazing. Someday I think you folks are the lucky ones. Some days I think I see things I don't want to see. I see things that I wish I didn't. Kids in distress, greedy people, sloth people, people who don't want to help themselves. Trust me when I tell you, there are powerful forces inside of Illinois who would like to take the Randolph-Shepard Act and throw it in the garbage. And if you don't stand up for yourself, nobody else is going to stand up for you. So I want to make sure that you understand that I'm going to continue to see on your behalf. I'm going to continue to speak out on your behalf. And I'm going to continue to listen on your behalf. Because I don't work for the special interests or the powerful interests in this state. I work for you. You know, I'm not very good at asking for help. I would be a terrible blind person. Because my pride sometimes doesn't allow me to say, hey, I need help. But I have to tell you, I have an election coming up, and I may need some help. And I know that I can count on this organization to help me, whether that's through phone calls, whether that's through your friendly talking with people in your neighborhood. I need your help. You know, when we're in town here today, there's a few places that you might want to visit. There's a lot of really great places here. If any of you happen to walk across the street to Steve's old time tap, you tell them that Senator Mike Jacobs sent you. And I'm sure they'll treat you right. In closing, I want to thank you because you've taught me so much. I'll never forget the first time I was in Chicago and I spoke to a blind convention. And the room was probably three times this size. And I'm a downstate kid. Frankly, I was a little intimidated. But the thing that amazed me is that it seemed to me that there was three groups of blind. The folks with their canes who could navigate, the folks who had a little bit of sight, and then those folks who didn't have sight, but you thought they did.
Yeah.
To me, that's an amazing skill. You know, I just want to make a plug for education. Get your education. You young people that are here, get your education. Because I tell young people all across this state, no matter what happens to you in life, even if things turn out terrible and you find yourself in prison cell, you still have your education. No one can take it away from you, and don't let them ever do it. I want to thank you for having me. I think what amazed me the first time I spoke in front of a blind group was that people didn't care what I looked like. They didn't care if I read. They didn't care where I was standing. And you know, these are things that politicians worry about because we live in such a visual world. But I want you to know that though you folks may not see the same way that I do, I know that you have great sight. I know that you have great vision. And I know that you're going to do everything you can to make this world a little better place than when you found it in the morning. And with that, I want to thank you for having me. I do have another event this evening, so I'm unable to stick around. But just remember, I think one of the things I told folks that people have talked about is those canes were given to you for one good reason, and that's to make sure you don't run into anything. And the second reason is if these politicians don't treat you right, don't be afraid to hit them over the head with it. Thank you very much. Thank you for having me, honey. It was very nice.
Thank you.